Mishnah test. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Yerushalmi explains that he sent Rabbi Akiva to tell the following to Rabbi Yeshua, Gizrani Alecha, I am decreeing upon you, Shetovei Etzli, that you should come to me, B'makelcha, with your stick, U'v'ma'isecha, and with your money, B'yema Kippurim, on your Kippur Shecholios B'cheshbeinoch, that falls according to your calculation. That now that we have two dates, it comes out that even Yom Kippur will end up being a day apart. So I am decreeing upon you to show publicly that you agree with me, and so you will violate Yom Kippur by carrying a stick and money. Rabbi Gamliel saw the potential danger of having these two leaders of Klal Yisrael arguing about such a significant point as to when Yom Kippur would be, and he was afraid that this would cause great disunity in the nation. And so he saw it necessary to make sure that they would come to an agreement here. And since he was the Nasi, he was the head of the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yeshua would have to agree with him. Or even if he would disagree, he would have to accept that the halacha would be like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, understandably, Rabbi Yeshua was terribly distressed that he would have to violate Yom Kippur, which was Yom Kippur according to his Yom Kippur. And Holach HaMetzor Rabbi Akiva Meitzar, Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Gamliel's messenger, went and found Rabbi Yeshua very upset after he told them this. Oh my loy. But Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh li lilmoid, I have an important thing to teach you. And that is, Shekol mash osu Rabbi Gamliel osoy, that everything which Rabbi Gamliel did is considered done and valid. Shenemar, as the Pozuk says, Elim adei Hashem ikrei kodesh, these are the Yom Tovim, the significant days, which you shall declare as being holy, Asher tikru oisom, which you should declare. And as we have mentioned previously, Isom over here is written without a Vov, and so it could be read as Atem, which would be unnecessary because Asher Tikra'u by itself means that you should declare, and Atem means you. But the Pasuk would therefore be emphasizing that the decision is totally based on you. Even Beimis Manon Bein Shlobis Manon. Whether it's at the correct time or even if it's at the wrong time, if the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, accepted the witnesses mistakenly, Eli Mardos Elo Elu, I Hashem do not have these fixed times in the Yom Tovim except for these. The Yom Tovim are calculated according to how you decide, Beis Din. Even if technically according to the astronomy it's incorrect, once you have accepted the witnesses' testimony and you have declared it to be Rosh Chodesh, that is what makes it Rosh Chodesh. Even if astronomically it's incorrect. So after this, Boloi Eitzo Rebedeus Manakinas, Rabbi Yeshua went to Rebedeus Manakinas, who had originally argued against Rabbi Gamliel, and Omar Loi Rebedeus Manakinas told Rabbi Yeshua as well that he should follow Rabbi Gamliel, because in Bo Onu Lodun Achar Beis Din Rabbi Gamliel, if we are coming to judge and doubt the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Din, then Tzrichin Onu Lodun Achar Kol Beis Din Rebedeus Din Shomar Rebedeus Moshe Vaad Achshav, then we need to judge and doubt every Beis Din which has stood since the times of Moshe until now. Who said that every single Rosh Chodesh, which the Sanhedrin has accepted since the times of Moshe, was correct? Perhaps that was also wrong, which means that our decision now is also wrong, and every decision of theirs, perhaps it's not correct. But that is clearly not the case. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nodav Avihu, Moshe and Aaron and two of Aaron's sons, Nodav and Avihu, they went up, v'shivim mezikne Israel, and 70 members of the righteous elders of the Jews, this is referring to the 70 members of the Sanhedrin, and asks the Mishnah, why were the names of those elders of the Sanhedrin not stated explicitly, just like Moshe's name and Aaron's name, etc.? Elalamed, rather, it comes to teach us, Shekol Shalosho Shalosho Sha'om de Beis Din al Yisrael, that every Beis Din, even if just three members, which stands upon the Jewish people, and who are appointed as the Beis Din, Harei Huk Beis Din Shal Moshe, it is considered to be like the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that their names were not stated implies that they were not necessarily as great as Moshe and Aaron, or Nadav Avihu, but nevertheless, they were still listened to. And so every single Beis Din, even though perhaps they're not on the level of Moshe and Aaron, but nevertheless, they're still considered to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and their decisions must be listened to. So when Rabbi Yeshua heard these two messages from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Akinas, he accepted the message, not on Maklo and Isa B'yodai, he took a stick and his money in his hands, the Holach liYavne Eitzer Rabban Gamliel, and he went to Yavne towards Rabban Gamliel b'yom shechol yom akpurnis b'cheshbeinoi, on the day that according to his calculation fell Yom Kippur. He showed that he totally accepted the decision of Rabban Gamliel, and he was going with his Yom Kippur. Omar Rabbi Gamliel unshlach al reishai. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and he kissed Rabbi Yeshua on his head. Omar lo, and he told him, Boi v'shalom, come in peace, Rabbi v'salmidi, my teacher and my student, Rabbi v'chachma, my teacher in wisdom, meaning it could be that you could have been correct according to the astronomy. However, you realize you had that character trait of being the Talmidi, my student, Shekibaltes Tavorai, that you accepted my words, you understood that this is totally necessary to maintain the unity in Klal Yisrael, and so for that you are considered to be my teacher and my student.